NC State Vice Chancellor Mike Mullen resigns after calling GOP neo-Nazis, KKK. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 16, 2019. North Carolina State University, NC State. Vice Chancellor Mike Mullen has reportedly resigned after referring to the Republican Party as the party of neo-Nazis and the KKK. But, now the GOP is the party of the NRA. Neo-Nazis, the KKK, and all manner of alt-right crazies, tweeted NC State Vice Chancellor Mike Mullen to Turning Point USA founder and executive director Charlie Kirk. "You have betrayed your history." Mullen, whose tweet had been in response to one of Kirk's tweets from May of last year, appears to have since deleted his Twitter account. On Thursday, the Students for Trump Twitter account posted screenshots highlighting other purported tweets sent by Mullen. "Let's use executive order to nullify the Second Amendment," said Mullen in one purported tweet. "Get guns off the streets. Period." In another apparent tweet, Mullen described his frustration while eavesdropping on so-called rednecks as they discussed their thoughts on Democratic mobs and violence. "Sitting in the Renaissance Lounge, working, listening to three redneck businessmen discussing Democratic mobs and violence," tweeted Mullen. "Lots of coded language. Hashtag blood boiling." The university's College Republican student group responded to the vice chancellor in a statement, requesting Mullen's resignation over his continued insolence and insulting rhetoric. "Targeted rhetoric that compares conservatives and Republicans on NC State's campus to neo-Nazis, alt-right crazies, and KKK members has no place in the university system," said the College Republicans at NC State. "Mr. Mullen's comments have affixed Republican students to society's most egregious and reprehensible groups, thus widening the gap of political divisiveness and creating an unsafe environment for all students," added the student group. NC State announced on Thursday that Mullen has resigned from his position as vice chancellor, and that his last day will be August 16, according to a report by Spectrum News. The university did not immediately respond to Breitbart News' request for comment. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @rmastrangelo, on Parler at @alana, and on Instagram.